Tonight, I'm going to do a chakra alignment on you all because the energies that are coming in at the moment need you to have strong chakras. So I'm not just going to like align them so they're all spinning correctly. Obviously, I personally am not doing it, the guides are, but I'm going to strengthen the rims. The edges like the top of a can, yeah? And just check there's no blockages or tears. All right, here we go. It's a download. Boom. Bow. Bow. Boom. Im bo. Im bo. Im bo. Im bo. Bow. 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 I want you to take three deep breaths to signify to your mind that you are sliding into another dimension. And on the third breath, I want you to take your focus to your chest, to where your heart chakra connects in to your breastbone and through it. Good. And I want you to imagine that swirling around the inside of your heart chakra, which is shaped like a big Nordenwald ice cream cone. I want you to see like fairy floss, only made from gold and silver sparkling light. And it is rotating around and around. And the energy is feeding that chakra. The energy is clearing your heart chakra. And the reason we are using gold and silver light is because they are a very high vibration. They are above the radiance of the seven chakra light. The diffraction of white light, which makes up the seven chakras, like the rainbow. And I want you to take that gold and silver sparkling spinning light. Like a gigantic fluffy worm, I want you to pull it into the center of your heart chakra and pull it out the back of your heart chakra like a gigantic pipe cleaner. And then I want you to go to your throat chakra, and I want you to start the same visualization. I want you to see gold and silver light, just like fairy floss, in sort of a big, thick, winding strand in your throat chakra, going round and round. And because your throat chakra is longer and thinner, make the strands smaller, so that they can go round and round, up and down that long, thin throat chakra. Good. And when you are ready, pull it through the back and out of the chakra and just let it go. And again, for the third eye, you're going to have to make them even smaller. In fact, they're probably going to be the size of about two or three pipe cleaners thick. Silver and gold, sparkling light going round and round in the third eye. That's it. Pull it through, straight across, and out the back of your third eye chakra. And if you are a trans channel or you are very connected up, it may be coming out between your first and second vertebrae in your neck. So you can kind of swoop down and out. Coriga para imbro coriambra imbra imbro guru simbra imbro guru guru rambe imbra imbro guru guru simbra imbro. And then we're going to jump back down, and we're going to go through the solar plexus. Sibuta coriga go shuru bigger. It's not as big as the heart chakra, as you know. It's probably the size of a small bread and butter plate, maybe even a teacup saucer, a saucer from a teacup. So they're just swirling around. So they're like brushes. And what they're doing is, as they swirl, they're dropping sparks of energy into the chakra to make it healthier. And they're also vacuum cleaning, suctioning up things that shouldn't be. And because we've just done an activation to strengthen your chakras, I wanted to clean away any debris that had broken off when we strengthened them. Because anything that is negative will have crumbled away, like soot inside a chimney. When you brush it, it crumbles off the walls. And down now again. So those of you that have a belly button chakra, a Dantian chakra, we're going to do that. If you don't, just imagine you have one going through. It's the eighth chakra that was lost and is regrowing. See that light revolving. This chakra is a very similar size, actually, to the solar plexus chakra. It's not as big as the heart chakra. And it is a more cup-shaped. It's slightly rounder than the other chakras, like a small salad bowl. And there's one up the back as well. So round and round and round, seeing the sparks dropping and bringing the energy through the root, which really needs to be looked after, where it goes into the main current of your energy systems, and then out the back, round and round, and then just flowing out like little flying possums. Whoo, up. Beautiful. And down now to the sacral chakra, which sits just above the pubic bone. See the two strands of energy, or one strand mixed up, however you want to see it, with the gold and silver. See it going in. And the sacral chakra is, it's a little bit smaller It's if you put your fingers and your thumb together, it's about this big. So it's yeah, probably teacup plate size as well. And it is a little shorter than the other chakras. It doesn't go out as far. So it's going round and round. You don't have to go up and down as much with it. See the sparks dropping. And allowing that energy to flow through the base of the chakra and out the back. Spinning a little as it goes out, taking any debris. And just know that one of your guides are taking it from there. And then I want you to go down to your base chakra and make it quite thick, this candy floss looking strands of energy. And go round and round in the base chakra, which is a bit longer and thinner. It has quite a wide opening at the end, but it is quite long compared to the other chakras. And just see it going around to the edge, then down and up again. Like a beautiful dusting, one of those fluffy dusters. It's getting all of the rubbish out. And then sliding. And then this time we're going to take it all the way up your body, and it's going to pass through every as the two tips of the chakras, front and back, join into the main current line. You're going to send that energy up, and it's going to make sure there's no debris sitting there at all. And it's going to come up through your throat, up through the back of your sinuses, and out through the crown, which we don't do very often. We don't often clear the crown, but this is just taking it out through the crown. And it is covered in tiny specks of black, and it is going up through the crown, and golden hands come down to take it away and rest. And sit in the perfect clarity of your chakra. And feel your chest rising and falling. And really experience this feeling of spiritual cleanliness. Rising and falling. Rising and falling. And I want you to imagine that on your skin is gathering exactly like pink fairy floss. We're doing a fairy floss clearing today. Candy cane, or whatever people call it. It's coming out of the pores of your skin on your arms, on your hands. In the palms of your hands, out through your shoulders, at the back, and the front of your chest. And what is happening is we are sending this pale pink energy through all the layers of your skin. And once we have your whole body covered in it, we're going to take it out through your field. Bringing it up over the back of your head, it's coming out through your hair, over your ears, top of your head, forehead, eyebrows. To see yourself becoming covered in like a soft pink foamy energy. Eyes, cheekbones, nose, lips, chin, jaw, throat. And drop back down now to the solar plexus where you're going into your omentum, the big pad that goes over your stomach. It's coming out through all of that. It's coming out through your back. Your buttocks, the front of your thighs, the back of your thighs. Your knees, your calves, your shins, top of your feet, bottom of your feet, your heel, back of your heel. And I want you to imagine you're looking at yourself from a distance, maybe just a meter or two. And I want you to check yourself, like rotate yourself like a rotisserie chicken, and check that you're covered in this pink foam all over, so you can't see any features at all. No hair, no eyelashes, no fingernails, just you are a pink foam you. This is a very powerful clearing exercise. Helps people recover from viruses and illnesses as well. Now, I want you to imagine that inside you is a balloon, the shape of you. So you're just going to expand it. So it's like you've eaten too much food and you're getting bigger very fast. So your head will expand and your arms will expand and your body will expand. And we're going to expand out through all the layers of your field till we get to the ninth layer, which is two layers past your auric egg. So just every in-breath, see yourself expand. Every out-breath, stop. Every in-breath, see yourself expand. Every out-breath, pause. And just keep seeing this pink foam you going through your field. And it's like a really safe form of acid. It dissolves negativity of any kind. And just focus with me as you expand the foam. And as it expands, it starts to lose the shape of you. And it starts to become more of a blob. As you go through the different layers of your field, your etheric body, your mental body, your emotional body, starting to go through the templates now. This is a very powerful cleanser. It's taking all the dross, every single atom of dross, of dark energy, of old energy, of broken energy, out of your field. Oh. And as it comes up to your auric egg, it kind of sticks for a moment inside the egg and becomes egg-shaped. So you can't see yourself in the egg at the moment. The whole egg is filled with this pink, very gentle, very soft, very feminine energy is going through, and it's stopped on the egg. And on a count to three, it's going to diffuse through it. One. Two. Three. Bam. So we brought it through without damaging the egg at all. And if there was any little fine cracks or flecks on the aura, on the egg, on the membrane, we call it a membrane, you call it an auric egg. If there was anything, it is gone. It is healed. And we're going to move it out through the two higher layers. They go out about a hand's width out from your body, so it won't take very long. Beautiful. And then it just starts to float away and dissolve. And it will be taken by your guides and guardians and disposed of. Inhale And the mist, the pink mist, is dissipating around you now. It will take a few minutes. Bow. These are preparation exercises to make you stronger, to make you clearer, to make you able to hold more light. And light of a higher quality, a higher vibration. You are a radiant light being. You have come to us to assist in a marvelous transformation. And we are preparing you for that transformation at this time. So, Carolyn, you asked a question earlier. You don't have to open your eyes, you can just sit in the energy. You asked why the last couple of nights the energy has shifted and some people could not sleep. And that is because, not that a new vortex has opened, that's what we would think normally, but one of the big vortexes, the one that you call 1111, has shifted what it's bringing through. And it took 12 hours for that to shift, which is why Saren was asleep. She said she was asleep for 11 and a half hours. She was actually asleep for exactly 12 hours. And the reason she slept, and many people didn't, was she was involved in helping on a higher plane with this shift. But she is vibrationally aligned with. And so people are going to start to notice changes in their ways of doing things. Their needs, wants, and desires are going to shift. And I'm talking about everyone across the board, all humanity, on every level. They're going to notice, just to give you a really basic example, say someone who has always been addicted to drinking a soft drink that makes them sick. They suddenly will look at it and say, why am I doing this? So it's a shift that is going to make corporate companies, politicians, school teachers, so many people. I'm just trying to give you some examples. Start looking at things that they used to think were okay, and they're going to start saying, why am I doing this? This is not okay. And so, this is the first big, what we call chaos shift. Remember, I spoke a few weeks back about chaos energies and that they were coming in to break things up. So, it's going to cause a lot of turmoil, but the outcome is positive from the turmoil. And so, we want to make every light worker on the planet as strong as possible, so they can hold a very strong type of energy that feeds not only themselves, their family and friends and children, but helps to feed the population a vibration that you are going to break down, chelate, and that they will absorb. So wherever you are, the people around you will start to absorb it. So this has been going for 36 hours at this time. Hope that answers your question, Carolyn. I'm not going to do a full hour tonight because Saren isn't up to it. I'm going to close in about 5 minutes. Carolyn, you should book in for a private with Saren when you get a moment. You need a few adjustments.
Shibrabri Gunomanamri Gunusamanamara Kushubra Beremanamara Kushubra Manama Polia Marketing Sotogori Maricusim Imbreno Mangalamanamara Sugliam Manamara Sugliamara Mo Imbrapu Surum Brabi Siliamara Pusulola Manala Masigreala Maki Sumbregala Manalo Mum Imba Bari Bonjour.